berserk.
What if the favor goes berserk?
What if the favor goes
favor gone berserk? I was once asked this question: what would you rather have, favor or blessing? I find this question puzzling, not because it's difficult to answer, but because the question itself makes a fundamentally flawed assumption. The question assumes that favor and blessing are mutually exclusive. Well, they are not. See, the will of God is to pour out His blessing on us and dote on us as a loving Father. He longs to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others, not to hog all that blessing in selfishness. By blessing others, we show God's heart and walk in obedience. We open the door to God's blessing when we obediently follow the path He has for us. Favor is something that God grants us as we continue on the path of obedience. It is favor which God grants us by His grace that propels and catapults us towards the blessing that God has in store for us. So, the relationship between favor and blessing is simply this. Favors are doors that God opens to accomplish His purpose in us and to bless us. The thinking that favor and blessing are exclusive keeps people from reaching their destiny. People who chase after favor rather than blessings can be compared to those that base their performance on effort rather than results. They congratulate themselves on effort without ever achieving much. Hence, favor-minded people often find themselves stuck in the same situation in life. Here's the key point. Favor is the means to an end and not the end in itself. In the next section, I will lay out the perils of being solely favor-minded using the story of a fictitious character named Mark.